afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Tourism. We are desperate for tourists in Cape Town, and people are starting to move around the planet a bit more freely. Will Cape Town's attractions be swarming with foreigners this year? Some people are really hoping so. Recently, there's been a batch of space tourism, as reported in this programme, a kind of competition between Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, firing people off into space for a trip. But tourists ain't all good. In preparation for humans staying on Mars, there are a few what is known as analogue sites around planet Earth. These are environments set up to mimic conditions on Mars as far as is possible, so that we can test the kinds of problems people might face. The Chinese have a site in the Gobi Desert, and NASA has one in Hawaii. There's nothing particularly new in this. In 1997, NASA built one in Arizona, and some are even underwater and used to train astronauts. Since 2004, two-week missions are conducted every summer in Pavilion Lake in Canada. This analogue site allows astronauts to train in searching for evidence of life in an extreme environment with reduced gravity conditions. In July 2010, six volunteer astronauts embarked on a mock mission to Mars. The so-called Mars 500 project aimed to simulate a complete mission to the Red Planet and back. The participants were sealed in an isolation facility in Moscow for nearly a year and a half to simulate the 520-day journey. A wealth of data was collected throughout the mission, and researchers are keen to better understand the physical and psychological challenges that astronauts will face on long-duration missions to Mars or other deep space destinations. The construction of Dubai's Mars Science City is to begin next year, with the start of operations in 2024. This is a serious undertaking, with a $136 million price tag, and could span a space larger than 24 football pitches. This will include pressurized biodomes and robotics labs, and is part of an initiative to build an entire city on Mars by the year 2117. Bear in mind that the pyramids were built over scores of generations, but I must say, it does fill me with dismay that there may be cities on Mars without me to bleat about them on fine music radio. So what's the problem with tourists? Well, in the Utah desert, there lies the Mars Society's Mars Desert Research Station. This is where people training to be on Mars can stay in simulated conditions in the desert. But there's a problem. It isn't possible to hide anything these days on planet Earth, and social media is a huge challenge as misinformation spreads quickly, as do the coordinates of the station. The misinformation in this case is that the site is public, which it most certainly isn't. What's happened is that a few tourists arrive every day to check out the Mars Research Station. Can you imagine? There you are trying to simulate being on Mars, wearing your spacesuit and heading back to your habitation pod, when some geezers jump out from behind a rock and want to pose with you for a selfie. It's just not how things are done on Mars. You'd think with COVID and lockdown that everybody feels like they live on Mars. And it certainly felt that way during Level 5 lockdown last year. Why they should want to visit people pretending they're even more isolated is a mystery to me. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing us clear and convivial skies.